Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's not my situation to be dealing with things that are beyond my control, you know. I was told by my realtor, yeah, wait, you know, wait till the right time, because I am trying to sell my home. I'm trying to follow the laws of the state of California. It is my duty as an American citizen to do so. Okay, when I moved into this condo or apartment, whatever I say apartment, I don't like talking about this stuff because this is like personal. I really don't. I mean, when I talk about this stuff on Twitter or online, I'm aware that people probably think the ramifications, you know, I shouldn't be talking about apartment building or talk about residents who live in apartment building or people who live near it who I didn't deal with for many years who's still coming over here targeting me. And my reputation may be tarnished or people perceive me as mad or, and that's not my intentions. You know, I'm a very law-abiding citizen. I know the laws of the state of California. It's just basic common sense. You know, the law said that 647J, California Penal Code, it makes it a crime for a person to unlawfully to invade someone else's privacy. It's a misdemeanor, punishable by 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $1,000. That's the law. That's a fact. Okay, 7307 Haskell, I don't know. Why did I move here to deal with somebody who don't understand that fact? The Penal Code of California, PP Tom, makes it a misdemeanor offense to spy on or to take pictures of someone in a private area without that person's consent. I'm not here to give an education, but a private area, by law, is a place where someone needs privacy. You know, it's like the bathroom, a bedroom where people sleep. It should be off limits, you know, at a reasonable expectation of privacy, meaning that everybody's allowed under law to have that. I didn't say anything about the place where I was living, but 7307 Haskell have a dangerous pervert, likely. I say that because the neighbors were gossiping as well as the hoodlums about me using the bathroom. I don't like to bring this up because I bring this to LAPD all the time. And I am trying to move because I want to move into a place where people can know the difference between right and wrong and know the basic common sense on how to respect boundaries. When they say they can see me graphically sitting on the toilet or washing my ass out when I'm showering, or just graphically describe me naked, I find that very disturbing and very dangerous and sick. Now, these individuals were from my, you know, near my votes, you know, and they're coming over here in a car, hanging out at Haskell and Chemaway, talking about what I'm doing inside my home. And that was off limits. I would never have anyone peep in my home or give consent to have anyone peep in my bathroom, bedroom, or any part of my home. I don't understand why did I deal with this. I don't understand. It's just basic common sense. I'm not trying to gossip about their place because I'm not insane, okay? I'm just dealing with insanity. They are insane for gossiping about something that's a fundamental right under law. They got delusions. They should be locked up in prison because it is a strong possibility that all these allegations are true. You know, when I say some of these people are from another place, they gossip near the courtyard, on the street, in the car, saying that they're looking inside my home. Graphically, you know, they said they have a device, a hidden camera installed on the roof of the window of the apartment building. 7307 Haskell should not have any conspiracy against me simply because I bring it up. I bring it on this up because things got to change, you know? I don't want to deal with some resident in my building who gossip about me in the bathroom or gossip in my home, because I do know there's one resident or so who don't want me to live here because of my color or my skin, okay? And, you know, at the same time, this resident hangs out with these hoodlums who come over here. And these hoodlums are people who I haven't seen in years come over here. That is wrong. I am not making up any stories, okay? I want to let everybody know when I do these podcasts, I try to be very careful with privacy and confidentiality, and I try to be very honest with what I say. It's just that I got frustrated with this situation where I'm living in a home where people simply will not understand my constitutional rights or are simply sick and delusional. As I said before, the evidence is fleeting, or there has been no evidence shown of this, but there has been so much gossip about the neighbors at 7307 Haskell, a particular resident, that are looking inside unit 20 or 16 or whatever. I don't know. Also, the hoodlums that come over here, they come over here every weekend and weekday, talk outside, talking, laughing, saying that they had me on Instagram, on Twitter, videotaped. They said delusional, crazy things, that they had people in the industry, entertainment industry, look at me. I guess it's because the problem is they may have a mental health issue. So they may have delusions, making up stories and targeting me. I do not understand this situation. So it's important that I have contacted the LAPD to check on, to investigate these allegations that are perpetuating through gossip, not only with the residents of Cape Colony, because there are some, and the hoodlums nearby. I guess this is not a very great area with hoodlums gossiping. I mean, if there is any evidence of this, they should be arrested because that is a misdemeanor. I did bring up about in this podcast about one of the neighbors who didn't want me to live here because I was black. They used racial slurs and so on. I can, you know, I am telling the truth. I realize that racism continues to this day. We should not target anyone based on skin color or be closed-minded. But I guess this individual is very backward, prejudiced, doesn't realize he's living in a blue, open-minded area, and thinks that he has a right to be prejudiced. Now, when I do these podcasts, I try to be honest. I can't reveal the person's name. I did report to the Fair Housing about this because it's against the law to discriminate. I'm doing my best I can because I do know that when this podcast is on Twitter or Facebook, I am verbalizing, okay? These people in a building may retaliate because they worried about the building being damaged. Well, why would they if they simply are trying to target me or destroy me simply because of underlying motives, because of their prejudice or their racism and their inability based on what they've been gossiping and telling me to understand the reality of living in the United States of America? it is against the law to trespass into my bathroom, bedroom, living room. I will never have anyone look at my home with a device. However, I'm tired of perpetually talking about this issue. It requires a legal as well as a potential criminal issue. I want to let everyone know that I apologize for talking about something that is so bizarre and so crazy. And I know some people were questioning about me and my health. I am fine mentally. I simply cannot understand why I'm dealing with people who don't know basic common sense on respect of my boundaries. I mean, the underlying motive is prejudice. The other prejudice is because they simply don't want me to go further and do what I'm doing. They don't want me to own a home or be successful, which is part of being a hater. They have said they hope I didn't make it in the industry. They're trying very hard to destroy my chances to be in the entertainment industry. 7307 Haskell have people who think that they can do whatever they want, and they think the law about the penal code is not something to be followed. I hope that the police and the state can investigate to make sure that these people are not should not be living in this building or be living in any place where they refuse to respect so an innocent person like me. It's important that I have my rights under law be respected, and anyone who is a minority or anyone should not be subjected to any type of discrimination, because fair housing must be involved as well. It's not right for anyone to be a pervert, okay? Alleged. Again, these are allegations that have perpetuated for years. For years, 7307 Haskell should have someone be, Cape Colony, should be investigated to make sure that there's no proof of these allegations. The building should not have residents who are racist individuals toward blacks or people who look different than they are. I am reporting this again to the LAPD and to the state to make sure my rights are protected under law. No one should take the law and try to undermine it. And I do know that they're going to attempt to retaliate again simply because they're trying to get me to leave or destroy me. I cannot be destroyed if I'm telling the truth or on the side of the law. That's all I need to say on this topic. Thank you from Dove Knight.